There's some recent Disney-related news that came out, and it seems like it's a very weird pattern lately that big news related to Disney always comes out on days we're recording our podcast, right?
Yes. I think the universe is just blesses us like anywhere from an hour to like 20 minutes before we start. It's like, oh wait, here's some news. And then after we're done, there's always something new. And maybe it's just because, you know, it's Disney, and because everything they do is analyzed and news, because they're fucking Disney. But like, yeah, no, it seems to be like really interesting stuff, and especially at this one.
So Disney Parks announced today that later down the line, not exactly sure when, they didn't really give like a specific timetable, they're going to be refurbishing and retheming the Disney ride Splash Mountain, into retheming it from its Song of the South, which, you know, that goes without introduction. It's long buried by Disney.
Dallin, what's Song of the South? What is this thing that I've never heard of before?
Okay, if you're listening to a podcast about two 20-something dipshits talking about obscure Disney movies, you already know what Song of the South is. We don't have to introduce it to you. It's an old, rather racist movie and also apparently very boring from those who've actually seen it. That inexplicably got adapted into a big blockbuster e-ticket Disney ride in 1989. And now they've recently announced that they're going to be retheming it to Princess and the Frog. I'm not certain if they're going to be keeping the Splash Mountain names that seem to be implied, but you got any thoughts on that?
It's interesting, because I think my thoughts on it, I mean, I literally just heard about it. I think my thoughts on it are a little...
I just told you before we were recording.
Yeah, I had no idea before that. I think my thoughts on it are a little complicated, because, like, I think that, you know, when Disney does... a lot of things Disney does in regards to, like, you know, making things more, aware, like making their
conscious,
making their things more conscious and aware, and like, you know, with the times is I think the way they see it. I think it comes with a lot of performativity, you know, and like, yes, it's a good thing, I think, that they're changing you know, what something that was based off of something terrible. But also it's kind of like my thoughts on like the Red from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Former sex slave auction turned to this female redhead pirate who has a bunch of treasure, and yet everyone around her is still talking and acting like they're at a sex slave auction.
And like, it's funny to me because, like, you know, they change stuff like that, but then they keep things like the Peter Pan's flight, you know, racism against indigenous people and stuff like that. So they're only changing what is,
presently controversial.
Yes. What's being talked about on, social media and the news to an extent that they feel like, changing something will be good PR for them. You know, that's what it feels like. And like, I get that, changing it, especially to Princess and the Frog, because it's, you know, like a black story and stuff like that, is really cool.
Black story in quotation marks.
Huh?
You know, two white guys directed it and were the
primary. Yeah. I just mean, you know, yeah. But, and that's the other thing. It's Princess and the Frog, and like, you know, it's cool that it correlates and stuff pretty easily. But then you also remember that that's like the only, you know, Black Disney princess at all, you know, and it's always just like, oh yeah.
Unavoidable like cynicism to the whole thing
about it. And I want to think about it for the better or whatever, but like also I think that Splash Mountain is something I didn't know was connected to Song of the South even after I knew what Song of the South was, just because like I hadn't seen it or anything, and like the only thing I knew about it was you know, the racist caricature in it. I, you know, they separated themselves from that so far within the ride itself almost. And so it's interesting that they're retheming it all together because of that. Just because I don't know.
I think it should be said right off front that neither of us are opposed to Splash Mountain changing anyway.
No. I think that's fine. I think good idea, you know?
We're both perfectly fine with Disney making this decision to change the ride. Like, we're not ideologically opposed to it at all. We don't. No. Like, and that on that front, we don't care.
Yeah, I think I didn't make myself clear with that because, you know,
it's your stream of consciousness thought.
Disney's,
I think that came across though.
Yeah, Disney's not a progressive company. They are performatively progressive.
No corporation is progressive because that's inherent by design. They're a corporation.
Yeah. So that's basically my thoughts on that. And like, I think it's interesting that they changed some things, but not others. And especially in this case where, you know, I think a lot of people don't associate Splash Mountain with Song of the South. You know, I feel like a lot of people, I mean, the general public anyway, like, I don't know the statistics here, but how many of them are going to know that it was, you know?
I mean, it was relatively well known at the time.
But like, why not actively do more to, you know, not just change, but disengage with, you know, not just depictions, but actively harmful things that Disney as a corporation are doing. That's my thoughts on it.
So as I said before, I'm fine with this whole re-theme of Splash Mountain in theory. Like, yeah, based off an old racist movie, not relevant anymore. Go ahead and get rid of the theming. I mean, it's not like they're tearing down the ride entirely. Like, you'll still be able to go down that cool final drop at the end.
Yeah.
My main concern is with execution, because as you and I both know, and as we've discussed, current Disney management is very penny-pinching, cost-cutting, corner-cutting, just general wants to do it cheaper, quicker, faster, and lesser. So what I'm concerned about is that Disney is going to absolutely half-ass the re-theme of it. You know, like, for instance, why bother building new animatronics of Tiana and Naveen and Lewis and shit when we can just have screens? Which, let's be honest here, that would absolutely suck, right?
Yeah. My feelings on the newer Disney animatronics is that they, as like even as recent, a lot of them are more recent within like the past 10 years, and they've already aged so poorly, you know, like, you know, the Dwarf's Mine Train and like some of the other ones like that. Like, they look fine, I guess, first.
Project,
like,
CGI on the faces.
And it looks fine for a second if you glance at it, but if you look at it more than that, you're like, oh no. And you notice that like the faces are different colors than like the rest of the skin tones and like the, like, you know, things don't match up and they move really funky. And
like the animatronic technology that they're using for that Beauty and the Beast ride in Tokyo Disneyland, mm-hmm. that would be great. But the, my concern is that they're not going to want to do that because they just wouldn't give as much of a shit, you know?
Yeah.
Because let's be real here. If we're looking at like bottom line logic, they know people are mainly going for just for the drops. So by their logic, there'd be no need to put any actual effort. Plus combined with the fact that the movie they're basing it on is a movie that underperformed because Disney management had the bright idea to put up against Avatar. So there's that concern right there. Like, not that Disney's doing it at all, but that they're not going to do it right.
Oh, I was just wondering when we're talking about animatronics and stuff like that too, like when they say Princess and the Frog, does that mean like they're going to have human animatronics or like any at all? Or are they just going to keep it like themed to, you know, like the animals and stuff like that? You know what I mean? Because that was a huge concern that people had with Princess and the Frog to begin with.
Because the whole trend of black people turning into animals in animated movies, which is
a
very weird subgenre. Can we call that a subgenre?
A subgenre, or just like in the animation industry, just kind of a weird
recurring thematic element.
Yeah. And like, so like, I'm wondering if like they're going to keep it like, cause like this like Splash Mountain now is only animals. And I'm wondering if they're going to keep it that way. And if they keep it that way, they're doing this other thing where, you know, they're almost perpetuating that weird trend, you know, because they're trying to make it, you know, progressive in the way of like, oh yeah, no, like we're replacing something old and racist with something, you know, newer and like, you know, like they're a landmark in their animation history with like, you know, like a black princess and stuff like that, which is really cool. But then it replacing the ride with that, but not having black princess there, you know what I mean? So I'm wondering if they are or aren't, or like what they're going to do with that.
This ride is going to be set after the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you do see human Tiana in the concept mm-hmm. art. So okay. I don't know if it'll be like her human throughout or if they're going to like contrive some wacky way. Oh, she got turned to a frog again temporarily or something. She's got to go down the waterfall into the, I don't know. They're going to have to do something to re-theme the Briar Patch and then it'll turn her back into a human or something. I don't fucking know.
I think there's plenty inside the movie, you know, just like place wise and like things that happen. I know you're saying that it happens like after the movie and stuff like that, but I think they're definitely going to revisit, you know, the things and the places and the characters and stuff. And I think there's enough there that they're going to work with to make a nice ride, you know. Like
the riverboat in the finale.
Yeah. Like there's a lot of really great stuff that they can work with from within the movie.
Frog in the original ride, Br'er Frog, which was essentially mm-hmm. like, you know, that ride using that character to replace Uncle Remus. So,
yeah. So,
and here's my second thing about this, not necessarily a quibble or a concern, more of like a general observation.
Mm-hmm.
Does Princess and the Frog really fit the theming of Frontierland? Like, when you think Frontierland, do you think 1920s New Orleans?
I don't know. I really don't know, because it feels like a cross between like the New England vibes of like the like the one area of the park, and then like
where the Haunted Mansion in Disney World and the Hall of Presidents are. Keep in mind, we're just talking about like Disney World. We're talking about Frontierland. In Disneyland, mm-hmm. Splash Mountain is an area called Critter Country, which is, you know, a much easier like way to like finagle it. Even though, how close is Critter Country to New Orleans Square? Because it'll be weird if you've got to go from New Orleans Square to an area just to go be right back in a different simulated New Orleans.
Yeah, that it depends on, I really don't know. Maybe it'll fit because it's situated, if it's situated close enough to both of them, but like,
let me bring up a Disneyland map. Hold on.
Like, I wonder
keep talking.
I wonder if it's a good in-between point. Because if so, that could be a good idea. But if not,
just like move the sign, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, literally, Critter Country in Disneyland is like right next to New Orleans Square, right by the Haunted Mansion.
Okay, so I think that could work. I think that works.
Yeah, it's just the Disney World one that's, you know, more of a concern.
Yeah.
Also, where the hell would Winnie the Pooh fit in that whole change around? Because when the Winnie the Pooh ride at Disneyland is in Critter Country as well, because Disney management decided to get rid of the Country Bear Jamboree that was previously there. But that's a whole nother, we're getting wildly off topic, you know.
The Disney parks are all about their theming, and so
less so nowadays. And now it seems like they're more satisfied just smattering like franchises willy-nilly. Here's what I would have done if I was in charge of the thing. I would have rethemed the ride to like two separate themes in two separate parks. So for the Disneyland one, keep the Prince and the Frog theming, because that's closer to like New Orleans Square. You can still fudge it to fit.
Yeah.
But for the Disney World one, where it's Frontierland, I would have rethemed it to Woody's Roundup, because, you know, you get the whole cowboy thing. You got, you know, you can keep like all the different animals because of all Jesse's critters. You can have like a funny final scene with like, I don't know, Stinky Pete and Jesse tied to the dynamite, and maybe have like an explosion effect during the final drop. And, you know, you can get Riders in the Sky to write some new songs.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not a Disney Imagineer, so what the fuck do I know? I guess what maybe they just like wanted consistency between parks.
Yeah, that's probably it. And I don't really think I have much to say beyond that. You know, it's going to be a interesting project for them to take on. It's cool that they're changing it on one hand, but, you know,
comes down to execution, honestly.
Yeah.
If they do it right, actually put in the effort and not just like be lazy or penny pinching about it, then this is a net positive. But if they don't, then, well, fuck them for for that.
Then it's just going to look even worse, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Because then it seems like that you're just shilling out a lesser quality product for as a cheap ploy for brownie points.
Yeah.
I feel like, one final thought before we move on from the subject. If they're going to retheme this ride, can they keep the vultures on the final lift hill? Like the evil mortician vultures who are like cruelly taunting you before the final drop. Like they weren't in Song of the South, so it wouldn't be problematic to keep them in.
Yeah.
Like, just keep those guys and just get rid of everything else.
Have it be the vulture ride. Have it just be a bunch of vultures taunting you for like however many minutes.
They could like
going to die.
Like they could sing like mean vulture songs.
Yeah.
I want the vulture ride now. Thank you, man. You made me want the vulture ride. And now no Splash Mountain replacement will ever live up to the vulture ride in my heart. Thank you for that. I actually have a t-shirt of those two vultures and it says what goes up must come down. I wonder if that's going to be like a hot commodity after the whole retheme is done.
Yeah, any Splash Mountain merch and stuff like that.
Because that ride was the only thing keeping like merch of like Brer Rabbit and Brer Bear and Brer Fox in circulation.
Yeah.
So I guess that means any possible chance of Song of the South ever getting an official release again is just going right down the tubes.
I wonder like if like 30 years from now or whatever, like after they retheme it or whatever, and you know how like every 30 years there's like a wave of nostalgia for something and stuff like that, and they'll have like the you know, they have like Disney like pins and like you know, throwback merch and stuff like that all the time, and they'll have like Song of the South merch just like chilling like, hey, remember the old Splash Mountain?
Wait, wasn't this changed for a reason? Shut up, buy your t-shirt.
Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is the almighty dollar.
Yep.
What a cynical, mean-spirited way to end this. Well, you made it this far, so I guess you like our show. Want to support it? Check us out at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Or simply go to our website at anchor.fm/lostinthevault. You can also follow us on Twitter at Lost Vault Cast and Instagram at Lost Vault Podcast. You can also email us at lostinthevaultpodcast@gmail.com or join the official Discord, link in the episode description. And also please remember to rate, review, and share. We really appreciate your